Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. And there is a great opportunity that has come up for students that are getting ready to register for either summer classes or fall classes for the 2022 school year. What's left of it, I guess we should say. A great opportunity, and we're going to tell you how you can take advantage of this. Plus some other things that are always going on campus. You know, we've got sports going on. We've got commencement is right around the corner, believe it or not. So we'll get all things up to date with USU Eastern and with Kevin. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave, for having me on, and good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. So let's talk about first, whenever somebody comes in from any school, I always like to find out, how are things going at USU Eastern today?
Things are going great. You know, we're super excited to wrap up the school year and excited to put our attention and focus on commencement, and always love to honor our students and their accomplishments.
And once again, commencement is coming up, you're saying, on April 30th this year, so it's like a month away.
Yeah, and if you have a graduate, come and honor your graduate, or if you just want to come participate in the ceremony, we get to do that this year because last year we didn't because of COVID.
And you know, one of the great things that I think that people, some people do understand and some people don't understand is we get a lot of outside visitors that come into town for commencement, really. And it's crazy what it does for the restaurants and things like that in town, because it gets really busy for some reason. Everybody's looking for a place to go grab something to eat. So a lot of people will be in town the end of April for commencement. And that's always a lot of fun when you bring, you know, more people into the area here to get to know USU Eastern and Carbon County.
Yeah, that's well said. Commencement, we say, is for the students. But let's be honest, it's for the parents as well. And we will have a lot of families and parents coming in to support their graduates.
All right, so we talked about the graduates. Now let's talk about students that are entering, either taking summer semester or are going to register for fall. You've got a great opportunity for some grant money for those folks if they get applied and get in by, is it May 1st? Is that the date?
That's the deadline, yep. So excited for the opportunity to come talk up this grant funds. It's something that's new. It's coming through the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund through a COVID process. But brand new students, they have to be domestic students, but brand new students for summer or fall could qualify for up to $1,200 to apply towards housing and dining.
So, and when you say brand new, this means you've never registered at USU Eastern before. This is your first go-round at USU Eastern.
At USU Eastern, yep. So that could qualify for a brand new student starting college or a transfer student who's never attended.
Who's never
would
attended.
Also qualify because they're new to us.
And so, once again, as you said, enrollment opens on, is it April 11th? Is that the correct date?
April 11th. April 14th is more for the general population. 11th is for our current students. We try to get our seniors in the classes they need to graduate. Mm-hmm. And so April 14th, but from the 14th, well, we'll say April 11th, that's when it opens, to May 1st is the window you need to hit. And that's based on the relief fund regulations and eligibility criteria.
And the other thing about it is, and we had talked about that, is this covers, I mean, it covers your food and your housing. It will give you something.
Yeah, and it's for both on-campus or off-campus housing. So we have a lot of students who attend Eastern who aren't looking to live on campus. They would still qualify for this up to $1,200.
And the great thing about it is you don't even have to ask for it. You don't have to check off a box. If you register between those dates and you're eligible, you get it.
You're in. Yeah, here's some money to help you with food and dining.
As I said, that is the definition of free money, really. And what student doesn't want an extra $1,200 to pay for their food and their dining?
Absolutely. And it needs to be said that this is on top of other scholarships they could qualify for. So this won't be impacted by their free application for federal student aid, which is the FAFSA, and any money they receive through that process. Academic scholarships, private scholarships, all those will flow in still. This is in addition to that. And so a great opportunity to really pay for school.
And the other thing that I think we need to talk about, because we do have kids that are starting to get into that situation. We've got seniors at high school that are starting to, you know, decide what they want to do and going forward and things like that. It's time for them to start looking at registering for USU Eastern as well, correct? So that April 14th date would apply to them as well?
Yes. Yep. So if they apply, get admitted, and register when registration opens on April 11th, between April 11th and May 1st, then they qualify.
And they would qualify. And if you've got a high school student, I know that you guys do such great work and do a great job getting up there and keeping them informed, and the counselors at the high school keep them informed as far as what needs to happen. So if I have a student that is a senior this year and is looking to get going at USU Eastern, what's the first thing they need to do?
I would say get on our website, so eastern.usu.edu, and apply.
And apply for that, and then go down and make sure that you guys have made it so simple, too, to look for scholarships now with your one-stop, and it's a great, great thing. Easy to look for scholarships. Really, I think you told me all you got to do is put in your everything that the information that they ask for, and they will show you a list that you're eligible for.
Yep, and that's a new software we're using, and couldn't be more excited to simplify. Really love to connect our students with available dollars. And
right.
We have amazing, amazing scholarships for Carbon and Emory County students and want to get them connected to those funds. But one application based on your responses will put you in competition for the available scholarships, and you'll apply for everything that meets those criteria.
Very, very simple. But the one thing that we want to push right now is this is grant money that will cover part of your food and your housing. And all you've got to do is be a new student, right? And correct me if I'm wrong as I'm saying this. You've got to be a new student to USU Eastern, and you've got to register for classes by May 1st.
You got it, Dave.
And that's it.
That's it.
Very simple.
So we don't want this to be a secret. We want everybody to be aware, and we're glad for the opportunity to talk it up, and hopefully people will take advantage of this great opportunity.
And the money is there, and you might as well take advantage of it and get some of that housing and that food ticket and that food plan paid for, because why not? It's there. That's I think, one of the biggest things, and I don't know if you can answer this, but that's really one of the hardest things when you're a student is in and making sure that you get everything that's available to you. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Well, you don't know what you don't know. And so we're trying to advertise and promote and make well known what's available to students in the area. And so if anybody has any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to campus. Our phone number is 435-613-5000. And if you call that number, again, 435-613-5000, you can ask us any question, and we'll get you routed to the professional who can help you out.
And what a great opportunity this grant money is. And also, you've got USU Eastern here in your backyard. Take advantage of it. Go get registered and get done what you can here. And, you know, you might be surprised what all the things that you'll be available to finish here as well. All right, Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time and bringing us up to speed on things that are going on up there on campus.
Thanks, Dave, for the opportunity, and go USU Eastern.
We've been speaking, of course, with Kevin Hurst from USU Eastern. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.